This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello and welcome. My name is Barry Bradford, and on behalf of the Cops Office, I'd like to introduce you to Commissioner Charles Ramsey of the Philadelphia Police Department, who is here to discuss use of force issues. Can you tell us about use of force issues in Philadelphia?
Well, I mean, it's a concern. It's a concern in every department I've worked in. I've worked in three different departments, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and now Philadelphia. And it's a concern not only in those three departments, but nationwide. I think that's why it is an issue. We have policies in place. We have training. We have follow-up investigation. But we can continue to evolve, continue to learn, continue to make sure that we're giving our officers all the tools they need so they can encounter situations knowing that they have the right training and equipment and use a minimal amount of force. If they have to use any force at all, to take someone into custody. So it continues to be an issue that is on the minds of police chiefs across the country, particularly use of deadly force. I mean, there's nothing more sacred than human life. And whenever you have to take a life, which unfortunately sometimes in the line of duty you're called upon to do that, you want to make sure that there were no other options available to you.
Now, how does your community perceive use of force issues?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag in Philadelphia. I mean, there was a recent article that was written in the Philadelphia Inquirer around use of force. We had over, a three-day period, we had like seven police shootings. It was very unfortunate. Six of the people were armed with firearms, one with a knife. And, of course, it was played up pretty substantially in the media. But when you read the comments that people left after reading the article, it was surprising that there was no concern on the part of many. But that doesn't mean that we should not take a serious look at use of force to make sure that our officers are doing it properly. Now, obviously, some communities are more concerned than others, and usually that's communities of color where the tensions tend to be higher, where the crime tends to be more intense, and officers that have patrol in those particular areas. So a lot of it depends on who you're talking to and which community that you're dealing with. But our job is to see to it that we have solid relationships in every single community and that they all understand use of force and the options available to officers and know that if an officer does have to resort to deadly force, that they'll be thoroughly investigated, objectively investigated, and they can rest assured that we don't take it lightly.
All right. Now, what initiatives are you implementing to engage the community as a partner in your public safety efforts and to enhance the department's relationships with the citizens you serve?
Well, we haven't done enough, quite frankly. I mean, one of the things that I've learned from listening to Sheriff Gillespie in Las Vegas is how aggressive they've been in getting community involvement in this process. And I look forward to doing the same thing in Philadelphia, because right now, I think we're more reactive when it comes to trying to explain what happened, as opposed to being proactive and helping people better understand the challenges that officers face on a day-to-day basis and when force is used, how much is too much.
Now, when the cops office worked with Las Vegas, it resulted in a pretty extensive report, a collaborative reform process, a review of officer-involved shootings in the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department is the title of that publication. Now, do you think you'll be able to use that that document in your department?
Oh, I know we'll be able to use it. We actually started reviewing that document last November, and I established subcommittees to take a look at policy, training, and follow-up investigation. Those are the three subcommittees that we formed. But my sense was that it wasn't enough for us just to take it upon ourselves to do a kind of a self-assessment, if you will, that we needed some additional support. So I contacted the acting director, Josh Etterheimer, who I worked with when I was chief in Washington, D.C., and we had a discussion around the cops office doing a similar study for the Philadelphia Police Department that they did in Las Vegas, and he agreed to do that. So we're going to be conducting a study of our own. Many of the recommendations I would presume would be pretty much the same, and we are totally prepared to implement whatever recommendations come from this. I think this is the way to handle these situations, the collaborative reform process, as opposed to, you know, coming in and you don't have the cooperation of the department or the city, and it's a fight, and it's just court decrees and all that sort of thing. If you want to institutionalize change, then people have to come along willingly, and that's the challenge, is to really communicate internally so people understand what we're doing, and also with our political leadership so they understand what we're doing, and also with the community so they understand what we're doing. So we're able to do all three of those successfully. Not only will we have positive change, you'll have lasting change.
Great. Well, Commissioner Ramsey, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice COPS Office. The COPS Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.